Well, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Tom. And welcome to our Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message. I make an active choice to let go and let God. To someone unfamiliar with the phrase, let go, let God, the words may seem to be a spiritual cop-out, a popular slogan used with a shrug of inevitability. It's out of my hands, or I'm resigned to the inevitable. Excuse me. Thank you. In truth, let go, let God describes an active choice that is always mine to make. I let go of all attempts to make choices based solely on input from my ego mind's sense of personal obligation. It simply isn't true that I must personally find the answer to every question. I let God by choosing instead to trust in the indwelling presence that is my true identity, opening my heart to love-centered guidance and quiet power. Do not worry about anything, but in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And that's from Philippians 4, 6. And now, let's remain seated while Mike and Karen lead us in Surely the Presence, and that's in the front of your songbook.
Surely the presence of God.
and that's located inside your program. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And please stand while Mike and Karen lead us in our welcoming song, Thank You for This Day.
So this is call and response, and I'll do the call, and you can sing with Karen on the response. Stomp your feet, clap your hands.
I'm glad you had a good morning. I don't know. everybody.
Our flowers up there. I'd like to know what town.
I honestly don't. I saw them. I saw them. Somebody dropped them off.
I just wondered if somebody passed or.
We're sure somebody has. So during,
what was the question? We didn't hear.
Where the flowers?
What the flowers are for that are on the.
Oh, the flowers! The flowers.
Oh, there we go.
They came from your yard?
No, yeah, sure, they came from my yard. No, they were flowers from a service, and I thought they can't just get tucked away and not seen, so they're here.
Wow, that's good nice. Job. Yeah.
And this thing here is just an amazing, beautiful thing.
It is. It's exquisite.
Yeah, it is. This brings me joy.
I have an announcement.
Okay.
Karen and I are going to be playing on Saturday, the 10th. That's
6 to 10.
From 6 to 10 at the Washington Center in Olympia.
Really?
Which is a big deal for us. It's not in the main stage, but it's in the Black Box Theater. And it's a fundraiser gala for Olympia Ecosystems Preservation. So it should be really awesome. We're opening up for another group. Rooster Crow is a folk country four piece, I think. So they're really good too.
Okay. And the time
is 6 to 10.
On Sunday?
Saturday. The 10th.
Yeah. Okay.
That's at night, right?
Yeah. I am sure if we have a bunch of people coming, we'll probably start.
Yeah. Come down.
All right. Anyone else? Anything else?
From what generation? Y or X?
All right. Then let's go with our unity statement located in your program. Please join me in saying it together.
We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God.
And now please stand for our song of joy, Deep Inside My Heart.
What's your name?
So this is another call and response one. And we've done it a few times, so maybe you know. Deep inside my heart.
Deep inside my heart.
Shining like the sun.
It radiates on everyone.
It radiates.
Yay. So, I came ill prepared. We have a reader this morning, but I don't know who it is.
I'll volunteer.
Johnny! Step on up!
He came prepared.
Susan, what did he tell you?
Glad somebody did.
Susan, you're supposed to tell.
She did. That was on me. It was in the email.
Gonna need this thing here. Okay, so here's a real treat. I don't do poetry very often, but I like this poem, so I'm gonna read a poem today. I had to catch my breath and then run up and downstairs. Disillusioned by life, with good reason to frown, for the world was intent on dragging me down. And if that weren't enough to run my day, a young boy out of breath approached me, all tired from play. He stood right before me, his head, hands tilted down, and with great excitement said, "Look what I found." In his hand was a rose. What a pitiful sight, with its petals all worn, not enough rain or too little light. Wanting him to take his dead rose and go off to play, I faked a small smile and then shifted away. But instead of retreating, he sat next to my side and placed the rose to his nose and declared with surprise, "It sure smells pretty, and it's beautiful too. That's why I picked it here. It's for you." The weed before me was dying or dead, not vibrant of colors, orange, yellow, or red. But I knew I must take it or he might never leave. So I reached for the rose and replied, "Just what I needed." But instead of him placing the rose in my hand, he held it in midair without reason or plan. It was then that I noticed for the very first time that weed-toting boy could not see. He was blind. I heard my voice quiver, tears shone like the sun, as I thanked him for picking the very best one. "You're welcome," he smiled, and then ran off to play. Unaware of the impact he'd had on my day, I sat there and wondered how he managed to see a self-pitying woman beneath the old willow tree. How did he know my self-indulged plight? Perhaps from his heart he'd been blessed with true sight. Through the eyes of a child, at last I could see the problem was not with the world, the problem was me. And for all of those times I myself had been blind, I vowed to see beauty in life and appreciate every second that's mine. And then I held that wilted flower up to my nose and breathed in the fragrance of the beautiful rose. I smiled as I watched that young boy, another weed in his hand, about to change the life of an unsuspecting old man.
That was wonderful. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
And please remain seated for the meditation song, White Tara.
For this, it's a Buddhist mantra, it's a chant, and we're just going to share it for you for now, and you can just take it in your heart, and maybe next time we bring it, I can teach it to you, and we can chant it together. This is a mantra for healing. Longevity, long life, and good merit. Thank you.
please join me in our affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experienced. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in perfect time. Before the Lord's Prayer, this Sunday we will use the progressive version. And that's found papers in the back of your hymnals. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come, I am thy will be done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this daily bread. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also forgiving me. I am leading all men and women from temptation. I am delivering all men and women from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am.
Hallelujah.
Prosperity is on February 17th from 1 to 5 p.m. We hope that you'll join us. If you have any questions about the class, please see Anitha for coffee after service.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning. It's good to be here. I want to start our Sunday morning lesson with prayer. Gracious Spirit, you are a witness to our all-embracing love. May our love continue to shine through the kindness we extend to each other. May we hold our friendships, our community, our unity family as a precious jewel, a mother's only child, with a continual flowering of our innate generosity, gratitude, and goodwill. May all of our efforts be received in love, peace, and joy. And so it is. The title of my talk this morning is Our Community, Our Wealth. As I was reflecting on our next Saturday class, third Saturday class on gratitude, prosperity, it seemed clear to me that our greatest wealth is community. We all want to be wealthy and prosper. But the greatest wealth comes from feeling good about who we are and what we are about. The greatest wealth doesn't come from the weight of our bank accounts, but from the height of our confidence, faith, and generosity. In one book I read about money, the author said that the greatest resource isn't money, but people. Friends, community. So as you grow your friendships, you grow your wealth. You deepen your sense of belonging by participating more deeply in your community. Whether that's your faith community, or your civic community, or your community of friends and family. To prosper, we need each other. We benefit individually from feeling free to rely on each other as family. Nurturing the soul of community is very much like nurturing a child. Our community needs attention. Our community needs love, security, freedom, education, all of these. So you can reflect, what does the soul of our community call for now in order to grow strong, loving, and wise? We need the power of each person who comes to this gathering place to share, embrace, lead, educate, and grace our community. Charles Fillmore reflected and wrote about 12 powers, but we don't have to limit ourselves to those 12. There are many more innate powers that are available to us, like the power of generosity, the power of creativity, intuition, curiosity, the power of gratitude, and the power of generosity. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Dr. John Gottman from the University of Washington. He has done numerous studies with couples. He's a psychologist, and he has been observing married couples primarily for like two decades. And this is what he has to say. The conclusion of all that research, he states, is that unless a couple is able to maintain a high ratio of positive to negative encounters, in fact, 5 or more positive encounters to every 1 negative encounter, it is likely the marriage will fail. With 90% accuracy, Gottman says he can predict, often after only 3 minutes of observation, which marriages are likely to flourish and which marriages are likely to flounder. Now here's the formula. The formula is that for every negative expression, such as a complaint, a frown, a put down, or an expression of anger, there needs to be at least 5 positive ones, such as smiles, compliments, laughter, expressions of appreciation, and gratitude. But I started to think that we're all in a couple, even if we're single, because if you have a friend, you're in a couple relationship. And if you're in a community, you have many friends. And so we can really be watching and observing ourselves in this family and noticing how well are we maintaining the formula, right? How often are we expressing compliments and love and appreciation and gratitude for each other? And how closely can we match that 5-to-1 ratio? I think most of the time we do. So every friendship needs nurturance. Oh, good. So we often say affirmations and visualizations for what we want, but one thing we can do is say affirmations and visualize for others. Visualize the lives of others expanding and growing and flourishing. We can be scouts looking for the goodness in others. We don't have to love everyone. But if we take time and have the interest, we can find at least one thing that we appreciate about someone. And here's the thing, tell them what it is. Voice your appreciation to each other in friendship. And just watch the energy rise. So this practice is like putting currency in your love bank. Your shares will grow in happiness and your anxiety will diminish. As we deepen our commitment and our participation in and with our faith community, we expand our own personal and spiritual growth. We do this through shared knowledge, inspiration, motivation, and resources. Gaining knowledge through Sunday morning lesson, through conversations downstairs around the table, sharing with each other, through attending classes, through attending our Abraham group. All of these give us an opportunity to learn and grow personally and spiritually. And we take inspiration from these exchanges. Inspiration is contagious. If you're sitting around the table downstairs and you're telling your group of friends about some new project that you're starting and you're enthusiastic about it, that's contagious. Other people become enthused and motivated as well. We are enriched by each other's lives. And the more deeply we engage in and with our faith community, the greater our own personal spirituality will grow and expand. Now, not surprisingly, psychologists have found that it is our stories and sharing our stories that helps build community. When you share a story, there is going to be someone that relates to it, right? We've all had very similar experiences, and this builds community, this builds connection. So in other words, sharing our stories leads to spiritual enlightenment in the sense that as we share our stories and people relate to those stories and add to them and remember their own stories through them, we begin to see all of us as being one, one community. Having a strong sense of belonging diminishes feelings of stress, anxiety, sadness, and it builds enthusiasm, inspiration, motivation, joy. I was reading one article about this, building community, and it said, even with simply knowing that someone else had your same birthday, even if you were just strangers, but you discovered this person had your same birthday, somehow you felt that connection with them. So we can focus on our similarities. Each of us contributes our own unique gifts, poured out generously, so that we can flourish and thrive as a community of wealth, love, gratitude, mercy. Each of us shines our light into and through the life of this community. Commit to shining your light brightly, enthusiastically, uniquely, from the source of your own beauty and truth. Take stock at least once a month of your gifts. What do you have to offer others? Ask others what your positive attributes are. We can be shy about noticing our strengths. Reflect on what and how you might like to share these. Don't keep these gifts locked up inside. Share them and exchange with each other and build your community this way. As we strengthen and enliven our faith community, we strengthen and enliven our own individual lives as well. Grow wealthy and prosper through giving to and engaging with your unity community. Thank you. And now we can move into meditation. Begin by grounding in the body. And take this time to reflect on your own gifts and strengths. What inspires you, perhaps? What you are enthused about? And what you love. Notice what is loving in you how you share this love and reflect on the love in others in this very community. Allowing yourself to receive the love of every individual in this community. Noticing the interconnectedness the web of love that circles our community. The gift of security, freedom, and opportunity that we all share as a faith family. And draw this love into your heart forever and ever. So it is.
For our offering, there are two containers. Silver one is for supporting our center, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program, and let's say it together as we hold our offerings in our hands. Divine love, through me, blessings and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. It's going to require a little explanation. What is this instrument?
It's a jaw harp. There's lots of different kinds, and this is a tiny one that I think is from Thailand or somewhere around there.
And what is the tradition of using this instrument?
For making cool sounds.
Okay! That works.
I mean, it's a legitimate musical instrument.
Okay, I would not be one to decide that. All right, now let's say our blessing of thanks found in your program. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly, and so it is. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your heart.
Orrin Smith, Jack Saker, Patty Cut.
Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for your highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. In closing, let's say our prayer of protection together. You find that on the back of your program, you're right on the wall. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And let's form our circle and join hands and sing our song of peace. Thank you to all who made our service this Sunday possible. Don't forget the coffee, refreshments, and fellowship downstairs. Special shouts out to Johnny for that wonderful poem. Kieran and Mike for the wonderful music. And Anna, as always.
You just sneaked in here.
I was there, though.
Thank you.
So now I know it says 11 in the sky. Navigating the Pacific area with
Hawaii. Hey, you know what? Everybody's always worried about global warming. I think it's going to be Western Washington.
Well, we're going to get more population.
Yeah, it's already
happening. Yeah.
I'm going to